since this week's parsha is also known as Shabbos Nachamu, so in deviating from our normal approach, I'd like to talk about the Haftarah of Nachamu. So it says Nachamu, Nachamu Ami. So it's a lotion of the pasuk says Chet Chato Yerushalayim Chato B'Kiflayim V'Loko B'Kiflayim. So the double lashon of Nachamu is because we're misnachem b'kiflayim. The question is, what exactly was the chait which we do double? What does it mean, do double? Every time you do a veri, do an aveira. Do more averis. What's the double element? The double element means each aveira, there's something double in the aveira. So Mersha, in his Darash Mersha, suggests the following. He says, sometimes person does a chait, he knows that it's wrong, he chaps a yetzahara, etc. So that's a bad thing in a certain sense, because he knows he's doing something wrong and he's not controlling himself or he's not being careful, etc. On the other hand, if a person is unaware, so we know that he thinks that it's mutter, so armor mutter is hezid mashagig, but regards to the chance of doing tshuva, if he believes what he's doing is correct and is good, it's much harder to the person to correct himself into tshuva. So the kfeilas hacheit is the fact that Klai Yisrael was not misbinding in the fact that what they're doing is wrong. They were doing it and they were happy with doing it, they continued doing it, and it's a lashon of chato b'kiflayim. It was a chait, it was shogeg, means they didn't know it was wrong, but the kiflayim was that they never took the steps which are necessary to get themselves out of their ignorance and move forward. Shigas Talmud is Elazodin. If you learn, it's considered Zodin, which is a tremendous pressure for the Maisa, and I'm Oritz, you're not. So there's no such argument. If a person sets himself up that he wants to change, he's interested in trying to correct himself. So you have the Nevi'im to teach you, you have the Bizman, they have the Nevi'im, you have the Chachamim, you have the Svarim, you have so much that you can learn. So the Navi, the Bershom says to the Navi, the Be'er Alev Yerushalayim, that the Kiri Alev, it says, go speak to them, get through to them. You know, get the message through to them what they're doing is wrong, and that itself is the beginning of the Nechama process. So the Nechama process is the Reshua which will come, but that much more so that when the person knows what they find out what they're, you know, they really get the true emes, the true clarity, true understanding of what's right and what's wrong, and they incorporate that into their lives, and they're able to see the beauty of what the Torah can impart into their lives. That itself is an important part of the Nechama. So there's a Nachamu, Nachamu Ami, there's the Nachamu of Mashiach coming as Hashem. And there's another Nachamu, which is that when the Klai Yisrael is functioning and acting the way that they should be, B'tif Artom, with the beautiful Barsham's Torah plan that he had for us, that itself is a tremendous Nachamu. Have a good Shabbos.